Aloha and welcome back. So in this session, you're going to learn about your golden topic, the magic topic. So obviously, we are all different. Yeah, no one is good at absolutely everything, and not everyone needs the same thing. So we're living in a world of billions of people, and everyone has certain needs, certain desires, certain goals and dreams. And your job as a coach is to find out who, WHO, who you are here to serve. The word who is a magic word. It took me about 15 years or more to figure out that the most important word in doing service is the word who. Because if you connect with the right people who love what you do, they're like, oh my God, this person's so awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'd love to pay you for your stuff. You're so worth it. I so value you. And it's really fun and everyone's happy. If you work with the wrong people, you could be doing the same thing, but they say, I don't like it. I don't like you. I don't want to buy it. You know, what are you doing? And it starts to become a real drag and everyone feels bad. So you could be doing exactly the same thing, but in one case, everyone's happy, you're happy and they're happy. And on the other case, you're doing the same thing and everyone is unhappy. You're unhappy and the other person is unhappy. What's the difference? The only difference is the word who. Who are you serving? So it's absolutely essential that you figure this out. And don't worry about this right at the beginning. You can't always get this clear straight away. Sometimes you have to do a bunch of coaching and talk to people and think about this and make a bunch of mistakes. You know, they're not really mistakes, but get a bunch of experience and then you figure this out. But I'm going to try and speed this up for you by asking you the three magic questions, the three golden questions. Once you have the answer to this, you'll then be able to communicate very clearly who you help and how you help them. And then when you do coaching, you'll be able to say, I help these sort of people get this sort of results. That's what my coaching is about. And everyone will say, oh, okay, that's clear. Yeah. Because otherwise you could be, you know, helping some, you know, 100-year-old guy from Nepal, and then you're helping some 3-year-old kid, and you know, so I mean, it's just all over the place. It's much more powerful when you know who you can help best, and you focus on that because there's so many different people around. You can't help everyone. So here are the three questions to help you get clear. Number one, who can you help? What type of person can you help? So, for example, are you better at helping women or men? Are you better at helping people who are a certain age? Like, what age group do you resonate with best? Or who can you help the best? Can you help teenagers, children, grandparents? Yeah, middle-aged people. Where do you connect? What kind of people can you easily resonate with? Yeah. What kind of background, yeah? Are you good at working with white people who come from a privileged background? Are you better off working with people who've gone through a more of a tough time and have gone through the school of hard knocks, yeah? What ethnicity can you connect with best, yeah? These are all surface features because the soul is behind this. So you're really always dealing with the soul. But what features seem to be similar? I mean, I've worked with people from all kinds of different situations, but I tend to work with mostly women who are around the same age as me, a bit older sometimes, who want to set up their businesses. And that's not to say I don't work with a lot of older people and younger people as well. Sometimes, you know, these things happen, and I'm completely open to that. But when you can see there's patterns where you can connect more easily, then it's a much more powerful. Yeah, if you try and talk to someone who comes from a completely different culture and completely different background, you can come across language barriers and cultural barriers, which make your coaching a lot harder to do. So just make it easy for yourself. Yeah, who can you connect with? What kind of beliefs do they have? What is their general state? You know, what kind of life do they live? Get an idea, and you probably have some idea, but who can you help, basically? I'm sure you have some idea, and just be open to change it, refine it, and just look around. The reason I came up with the people I mostly work with is just looking. Who is it that keeps coming to me for help? And like I said, there's lots of people, but I noticed that the people who seem to appreciate it the most tended to be women who are setting up businesses, who have come from not a particularly privileged background, but they've gone through it, they've got a bit of cash behind them, and they want to make a difference. You know, they're willing to like devote themselves to service, and they're a bit confused how to do it. And so I'm like, all right, sure. So I kept seeing that, so that became more clear to me over time. Now, the second question is related to the first question. So once you know or have some idea of who you're here to help, you can then figure out this second question. Absolutely critical you get this one right. This might be the most important question. So here it is. Are you ready? What problems or challenges does this person have that you can help them solve? What problems do they have that you can help them solve with your coaching? This is very important because people are only coming to you for coaching because they have problems. If they didn't have any problems, they would not be coming to you for coaching. They wouldn't need to. They'd be happily doing something else. So the whole point of coaching is to help people overcome challenges and achieve their dreams. Question three, by the way, is what dreams do they have that you can help them achieve? But let's first of all get clear on what their challenges are, because pain and suffering and challenges drive us to seek solutions. So the reason someone will employ you as their coach is because they have a problem that they are unable to solve and they need your help. So really go deep onto this question. What problems can you help solve? This is absolutely critical. And it may take time to get clear, but it's well worth just really exploring this. And the final question is, what dreams do they have that you can help them achieve with your coaching? So people want to go away from problems. They're in problem land, and they want to go on a magical adventure to solution land, to joy land, to pleasure land. Yeah, they want to go away from their pain and experience their dreams. And your job as a coach is to build the bridge, to help them go across the bridge. So think about what they want, because end of the day, we talked about this in another session, what they value, what they want, that's up to them. Yeah, and you just need to know what it is and make sure you can help them get it. So once you have these three questions answered, then you can be very, very clear about what you do. You can put it together and you can tell people. So you can say, I help so-and-so type people overcome these problems and achieve these results. And having that kind of clarity is very, very powerful. So for example, something I might say is I help beginning coaches overcome confusion, self-doubt, and blocks about what to do and achieve money, joy, and freedom. Yeah, money, joy, freedom, and service and success. So I help people who want to be coaches overcome the problems they have becoming a coach and, you know, all this, oh, I don't know what to do, I don't know how to do it, and achieve money, freedom, and joy. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. So it's simple. So think about who do you help and how do you help them. And if you said this to people, they're like, oh, okay, cool. And don't worry, you don't have to be limited to this. It's not like you have to spend hours and hours figuring this out and then you only ever say that. But when you might do one or two different things. Yeah, you might do a few different things, but try not to try and do everything for everyone. Doing everything for everyone isn't very appealing. If there's someone who's like, oh, I'm a general coach, I can generally help random people with random things. Yeah, imagine you're someone who wants to set up a coaching business and overcome confusion and you want to achieve money. And there's one coach who says, I can help anyone with random stuff because I'm a coach. And someone else says, I specifically help beginning coaches get their coaching business set up so they can have the money and the impact and the freedom they want in 6 months or less. Who are you going to choose? Yeah, you're not going to choose the random coach. If you have a serious migraine headache and someone says, oh, I can do sort of general, kind of like general healthy sort of things, and someone else says, I am a migraine headache specialist and I have a magic technique that gets rid of it in 12 minutes, who are you going to go to? So, you know, being clear is attractive and being general is a bit boring. So think about this stuff, yeah? You don't have to like be locked into it. That's something that often trips us up. We think, oh my God, I have to just do this thing for the rest of my life. I don't think I can commit. It's so intense. No, no, no. You don't have to do this for the rest of your life. Just start with something that you know you can help people with. Get some clients, get some money, get things moving, and you can always change it if you want. Yeah? I'm just trying to tilt the scales in your favor so that you can get better results faster. And if you can tell people, I help these kind of people get these kind of results, then your friends will be able to say, oh, I know so-and-so who needs that help. I'll tell him about your sessions and you can talk to him. It's very clear people can tell others about what you do. If you're like, oh, I'm this general coach that generally helps people, no one can quite understand how that's going to be of service to anyone specifically. If you're a little bit confused about this, I know a lot of people, they kind of think, oh, I don't know where to start. Just relax. Your subconscious mind has heard this audio. These questions, I'll tell you them again. Who do you help? What kind of person can you help best? I'm talking to your subconscious mind. Who can you help best? What kind of problems do they have that you can solve, that they're willing to pay for? What kind of dreams do they have that you can help them achieve? Your subconscious mind has heard these questions, and so you just need to allow time and relax and just be open and willing for these answers to emerge. Are you open and willing to have ease and grace? Are you open and willing to allow these answers to emerge in your mind? So you can just relax. Yeah, you know what the questions are. Clarity will come. And in the meantime, just do all the things we've talked about. Serve people. Just be willing to serve. Be willing to look around and see how you can help. After a while, things will come round and people will start giving back to you. It's the law of karma. So have fun. I'm excited for you. Enjoy. Study this program fully again and again. Apply what you're learning. Take your coaching seriously. Keep learning, keep studying, keep applying. And it's only a matter of time till you crack the code. Sending you lots of love. Talk to you soon.